Good afternoon, party people. How's it going? Anne-Marie here. Let's talk about what happens when we're stressed and what do you do to alleviate that stress? So we are all aware of the different physical reactions that we have when we're stressed. Tiredness, cloudiness, a lot of that heavy energy that consumes us and breaking out of those clouds, breaking into a place of clarity and focus can be really hard. I know for myself, I find it really hard, especially when I feel like the clouds that are in my way, I don't know how to resolve them. I don't know how to make that dissipate. And so I was thinking about something my mom had shared on how life works. And she says life is like a circle or an orb. And so she says that you have to remember that orb is going to shift. So if you're experiencing the dark side right now, just wait. It's going to shift and you'll be in the sunshine. So I thought that was a really great reminder. So I've been journaling right now how I can observe my thoughts, my feelings, my behaviors, as well as observe what are the situations that I'm dealing with externally that are causing this amount of stress, and how do I hold on to this feeling of, okay, where's the sunshine? Where's the silver lining? Where can I focus on putting my energy towards that? So one thing that I do, it's a recent practice I started doing, is I have both a like daily planner and a weekly planner. And what I try and do in the daily planner is I always have three wins and three things I'm grateful for, but also just a bite-size to-do list. So I have like maybe a big list of like everything I could do today, and then I have like the top three things that I can do that would make me feel really good if that was all I accomplished for today. And I always try to make sure that that list is those three things are bite size. At least one of them has like maybe sort of a longer impact, so maybe it requires a lot more energy and work, but it's one that it's still manageable to do and makes me feel really good of accomplishment. And then I usually have the other two as like kind of very simple bite-sized ones. So on my top three today are do the Facebook Live I do every day, schedule out a Instagram post, and the other one was actually just more of an intention, creating more clarity, reducing that stress. So think doing that journal work is what I probably should have written it down as, doing that journal work to create that clarity. So I hope this brings a little bit of sunshine into your life. I'd love to hear how you guys like to overcome stressful situations. And I would love to hear what is one of your biggest challenges with overcoming a stressful situation? Is it being able to find a resolution? Is it finding hope? Where do you feel most of the stress then impacting? Is it just on yourself? Or are you just tired? Or is it actually, do you start worrying about family or work? Does it depend on the situation? Love to hear your thoughts if you'd love to share them with me. And once again, I hope you're having a lovely day. Just a reminder, in a couple of days, we are having our free essential oils class. I will put the links in this video. And if you haven't already, go and get your free copy of The Expert's Guide to Therapeutic Journaling. I will talk to you tomorrow. I hope you have a lovely day. Mwah.